Listen, Broadway, a lot like Hollywood, has always had a star system. Actors whose names on the marquee are supposed to guarantee the delivery of audiences, irrespective of the show. For most of the 20th century, Broadway was alight with stars who had carved a career in the theater. Ethel Merman, Mary Martin, Helen Hayes among them. But now the names on the marquee are often different. Our Jeff London has the story.
I'm just a Broadway baby.
Charles Isherwood, who covers New York theater for Variety, says there aren't a lot of Broadway babies around anymore.
I think you could honestly say that the only route to authentic stardom these days is through TV or movies. I mean, the days of somebody building an entire career in the theater are pretty much gone.
In fact, many of the actors who've headlined shows this season are TV babies. The Sopranos are taking it off on Broadway. Edie Falco and Joe Pantoliano have bared all in Frankie and Johnny in The Clair de Lune. Lorraine Bracco bears all in The Graduate. And Jamie Lynn Sigler didn't bear anything in Beauty and the Beast, but she danced with a guy who looks a bit like a bear. Neil Patrick Harris, who grew up on television as the lovable, brainy Doogie Howser M.D., bears his bottom nightly as the lascivious MC in Cabaret.
I look so different. My hair is jet black and my eyes are black. And some people say they didn't even know that it was me from my TV past until they got the program after the show, which is terrific for me. I like winning them over without the baggage.
Casting well-known television actors makes good business sense, says Todd Hames, artistic director of the Roundabout Theater, which is producing the long-running revival of Cabaret.
To be completely blunt, the stars who are sort of stars to tourists may be different from what we consider a New York theater star.
So after Natasha Richardson and Alan Cumming, who won Tony Awards for their roles, left Cabaret, actors from Brooke Shields to John Stamos to Debbie Gibson have come in for short star turns. But Variety's Charles Isherwood wonders whether hiring actors with high Q ratings is always appropriate.
That kind of name a celebrity casting is becoming increasingly prevalent in these long-running revivals, so that a show like Cabaret will have endless numbers of arguably B-list performers coming into it and not necessarily doing a great service for the show.
One of the first producers to recognize the value of casting celebrities is Barry Weissler.
What the hell is that?
Weissler's production of Grease with Rosie O'Donnell as Rizzo was the longest-running musical revival on Broadway until the producer topped himself with Chicago. In the 6 years that show has been running, the role of lawyer Billy Flynn has been played by Alan Thicke, George Hamilton, and currently Backstreet Boy Kevin Richardson. Barry Weissler says different celebrities bring in different crowds.
George Hamilton drew a great audience of older women. We're getting a much younger audience with Kevin.
Kevin Richardson is making his Broadway debut in Chicago, and it's the first time he's played in a musical in over a decade. Before he became a Backstreet Boy, he paid his dues performing at Walt Disney World and in community theater. He says he enjoys going back to being something other than a pop star.
I dreamed about being up on stage as Kevin Richardson all my life, but after doing it for 10 years, I want to play a character now. And I'm glad that not only our fans, but people from all walks of life are getting to see me play a character, and it's opening their minds up to other things that interest me and that I'm able to do.
Give on the old three ring circus.
One of the reasons so many celebrities are playing on Broadway now is that producers are offering them short-term contracts. Until recently, most stars were asked to make a year's commitment. Name stars are also taking major pay cuts to perform on Broadway. What they get, though, is the opportunity to share their talents with 1,000 strangers every night. For Lorraine Bracco, who's not only making her Broadway debut, but her stage debut in The Graduate, it's also about stretching herself as an actress.
It was a challenge. Basically, that's what I look for in a role I look for in my life. So this just happened to be one of those big challenges.
But Charles Isherwood says when a celebrity gets a part on Broadway, a New York actor doesn't.
You know, it seems kind of sad that basically anybody who has a minimal TV career has a better chance at a major Broadway role than an actor who's been treading the boards for maybe 10, 20 years, hoping for this kind of break, and they're not going to get it.
On the other hand, Jonathan Kent, who directed the current revival of Man of La Mancha, says he's glad people from the movies, TV, and recording industry are trying their hand at live theater.
I think there is a sort of invigorating quality about people from another discipline coming in. I don't think one should be sort of purist about it and say, oh my God, if you haven't spent 15 years working on Broadway, you shouldn't be on Broadway at all. I think that's nonsense. I think it invigorates the form to have people come in. But on the other hand, I think it's critical that there are people for whom this is the form.
One of those people is Kent's star in Man of La Mancha, Brian Stokes Mitchell. Mitchell became a TV star in Trapper John M.D., but has since carved a career as a Broadway leading man.
The problem with doing a television show is typecasting. People wanted to cast me as the kind of lightweight next-door buddy or sidekick, and that's not what I wanted to do. And that's when I decided, well, maybe I'll shift and concentrate on theater again.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear.
For the last decade, Brian Stokes Mitchell has starred in Jelly's Last Jam, Ragtime, and Kiss Me Kate, for which he won a Tony Award. He is one of the very few theater stars who can actually make a production happen. It was his idea to revive Man of La Mancha. Nevertheless, Mitchell does the yeoman work of 8 performances a week, twice on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
But at the end of the show, what you get back from the audience kind of makes up for it, you know, and that's what makes you want to come back into the theater the next day and say, oh, yeah, they got it, and they love it, and it's an intoxicant as an actor, you know, to get that kind of connection with an audience. You just have to keep coming back for more.
Many more stars are scheduled to appear on Broadway this spring. Antonio Banderas is headlining a revival of 9. Brian Dennehy, Vanessa Redgrave, Robert Sean Leonard, and Philip Seymour Hoffman are doing Long Day's Journey into Night. And Bernadette Peters, a Broadway baby if there ever was one, is stepping into Ethel Merman's shoes in Gypsy. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
He'll strove with his last ounce of courage.
Curtain and Fade to Black, Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.